وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. أما بعد، إن شاء الله تعالى this is the last class from the book. واجبنا نحو ما أمرنا الله تعالى به. Our duty concerning what Allah ordered us with by Sheikh Muhammad bin Abd Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى. The Sheikh mentioned with regard to the commands of Allah, what's required the believer, which he said is seven levels, seven maratib. The first one is to know the order of Allah, to know what Allah commanded you with. And the second, to love of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have loving for it. Also to determine, to have determination to act upon it. Also to implement it and act according to it. Also to do that sincerely for Allah and according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also to be careful and cautious against committing acts that will nullify your deeds. And lastly, al-thabatu alayhi, to remain firm upon that path. We stopped al-martabatu sadisa, the seventh level. The sixth level, Jazakumullahu khayran. The Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, al-martabatu sadisa, anna salihina yakhafuna min hubuti al-amal. Liqawlihi ta'ala, an tahbata a'malukum wa antum la tash'urun. Wahada min aqalli al-ashya'i fi zamanina. Wahada min aqalli al-ashya'i في زماننا. The Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى said the sixth level is the righteous fear of their deeds becoming nullified and fruitless due to Allah's statement أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون, lest your deeds may be rendered fruitless while you perceive not. The Shaykh said, وَهَذَا مِنْ أَقَلِّ الْأَشْيَاءِ فِي زَمَانِنَا. And in our era, this is from the list of matters, meaning people to pay attention to it and to consider it and to concern about it. So this sixth level, the Shaykh mentioned that the righteous ones, the obedient, those who do the good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, avoid what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah, while they are in this good state, but they still fear. They fear of that their deeds may be nullified and turn to be fruitless while they even do not know it. While even they do not know it. What nullify one's action is not only what he knows of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, his action may be nullified without him knowing it. As Allah mentioned in this ayah, أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, lest your deeds may be rendered fruitless. Maybe your deeds end to be destroyed, to be fruitless. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, while you do not even feel it, while you do not even perceive it. So, the salihun, they fear this. Then the Shaykh said, وَهَذَا مِنْ أَقَلِّ الْأَشْيَاءِ فِي زَمَانِنَا. And in our era, our time, this is from the list of matters, meaning which people concern and give any importance. People today, they don't worry about, while they doing all their actions to the best of their ability for the sake of Allah, according to the sunnah, avoiding the sin. While they doing all this, and at the same time to fear that their actions may be nullified without them knowing, this is only few, the Sheikh says, are those who concern this matter and fear of this. But this is the way of salihun. This is the way of righteous ones. By the way, before I forget, I give a wrong interpretation, and some of you, maybe they figure out right away, but they didn't correct me. And that's not helping one another upon good. If the speaker mistakes, especially a big mistake, it is from the deen to correct him. To correct him. Yes, to correct him. So wrong information might not be learned. From that is when I was mentioning that one of the statements of one of the books of the Sufia, الفيوضات الربانية على المآثر القادرية, or the book came famous with مناقب القادرية, from their poem by which they ascribe it to Sheikh Muhammad, to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. They say Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani said it, which is not true. Just like the Christians lie about Prophet Isa, these people, they lie about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. From the things they say, he said, وشاهدت ما فوق السماوات كلها كذا العرش والكرسي في طي قبضتي. I watch everything above the seven heaven. Likewise, the kursi and the throne is in my hand, in my palm. When I was translating the kursi, I said a chair. This is not the correct translation of the kursi. It's not a chair. Of course, the kursi here refers to the kursi of Allah that Allah mentioned in the Quran, in Ayatul Kursi. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kursi of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَسِعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This is the Ayatul Kursi, the greatest ayah in the Quran. If you are asked the greatest verse in Quran, which ayah is it? Ayatu al-Kursi. And it's the only ayah Allah mentioned the word Kursi in the Quran. Where the greatest surah in the Quran, which surah it is? Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha. So in ayat al-Kursi, what verse number it is? 250, Jazakumullahu khair, mashallah. Some of you don't even know the number of the ayah. 250, Barakallahu fiqh. 255. That's how weak we are. I'm here to correct a mistake I did. I'm making another mistake. So you go after me. جزاكم الله خير. This time you corrected me. So in this ayah, Allah said, سبحانه, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth. His kursi, his kursi means Allah, his kursi Azza wa Jal, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth. So the kursi of Allah is bigger than the heavens, the seven heavens and seven earth. Here he said the kursi, kursi literally a food stool. A food stool or chair. Literally, that's what I have in the footnote of the Noble Quran. Literally, a footstool or chair. And in sometimes is wrongly translated as throne. The kursi mentioned in this verse should be distinguished from the arsh, from the throne. Mentioned so also and elsewhere. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the kursi means of Allah, compared to the arsh, means the throne, is nothing but like a ring thrown out upon open space of the desert. The kursi, subhanallah, the kursi of Allah, which is bigger than the seven heavens and the seven earth, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about it, compared to the arsh, the throne of Allah, which is the highest of the creation, the greatest of the creation of Allah, only Allah know how big his arsh is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the kursi compared to the arsh is nothing but like a ring thrown out upon an open space of the desert. A desert, you throw a small ring, how that that ring was going to be compared to that vast desert land. That's how the example of the kursi comparing to the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Shaykh said, if the kursi extends over the entire universe, then how much greater is the arsh? Indeed, Allah, the greater of both the kursi and the arsh, is the most great. Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah. Tayyib. So the kursi, what is the correct kursi, the translation of the kursi, and what it is? قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما الكرسي موضع القدمين والعرش لا يقدر أحد قدره رواه ابن خزيمة في التوحيد كذا وابن أبي شيبة والدارمي في الرد على المريسي ابن خزيمة في التوحيد وابن أبي شيبة في العرش والدارمي في الرد على المريسي على البشر المريسي وعبد الله بن الإمام أحمد في السنة والحاكم في المستدرك وصححه على شرط الشيخين ووافقه الذهبي وصححه الألباني في مختصر العلو وأحمد شاكر في عمدة التفسير رحمهم الله أجمعين. ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما said, indeed the kursi food stool, this is the correct translation, not a chair. Food stool is the place of the 2 feet of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the place of the 2 feet, meaning of Allah Azza wa Jal. And none is able to estimate the greatness of the throne when it is true estimation. The kursi, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, is the place of the 2 feet, meaning of Allah Azza wa Jal. And none is able to estimate the greatness of the throne when it is true estimation. So, the kursi in the ayah is not a chair, even though literally, as the Sheikh mentioned, kursi is translated food stool or a chair, but not with regard to the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mawdi'u al-qaddamayn. Every description, every attribute referred to Allah, ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's the face, whether it's the feet, whether it is hand, whether it is knowledge, whether it is power, whether it is life, whatever of description of Allah, we should know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our imagination. Allah is beyond our imagination. Anything which may come to your mind to estimate Allah, to imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala description, know Allah is far from that. Allah is beyond that subhanahu wa ta'ala. Azza wa jala, as Imam Ibn Qudama, في لمعة الاعتقاد he mentioned something to that meaning. Anything come to your mind to imagine how Allah's description is, no, Allah is far from that. Allah is واحد, Allah is one, is unique. There's no way we can know Allah's description subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah didn't tell us. Allah didn't mention how his descriptions are. Yes, Allah mentioned he has subhanahu wa ta'ala a narrable face. He has hands, 2 hands. He mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala many of his descriptions. But he didn't subhanahu wa ta'ala mention in Quran and Sunnah, as the people of knowledge agree upon, how the description of Allah. Therefore, Imam Malik, he said, kayfu majhul, the kayf, how Allah's description is unknown. Wal imanu bihi wajib, but to believe is a mandatory, because Allah mentioned that. Allah mentioned he has face, you have to believe it. But how the face of Allah, you don't say how. لا يقال لما ولا كيف. Imam Ahmad mentioned in his book Usul Sunnah, you don't say when it comes to Allah's descriptions how or why. You don't say that beyond our imagination. But to believe it. It is because in order to know how one's descriptions are, how one's face look like, there is only 3 means. To know that one, to see that one, or to see someone similar, someone resembling like him. You take example. Or to have information about how that one look like. Through these 3 ways, we don't have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we didn't see Allah Azza wa Jal. Prophet Musa wanted to see Allah when he heard Allah's speech and he liked it. Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Oh Allah, let me see to look at you, to see you. Allah said, "Lan tarani, you will never see me," meaning in this life. Otherwise, the believers will see Allah in Jannah. So we didn't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nor is there anyone similar to Allah that we saw to compare. Yeah, if you see somebody, you see a human being. If I tell you there is my father is so and so, I can imagine how you look, who, the image of your father. I can have some imagination. Your father, of course, it's not like Messi Tawheed, big like Messi Tawheed. Your father is not tall all the way to the moon or to the sun. I know that. He must be into self, because I know someone look like your father, which is the human being I saw. Or you get information about how this description is. We don't have that with regard to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, Ahlul Sunnah, Allah guide them. Whatever Allah mentioned about His names and descriptions, they believe all of it. And they do not resemble Allah to His creation. No one is equal or similar or look like or resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Wahidun Ahad. From the names of Allah, Wahid and Ahad. Huwa al-Wahidul Qahar. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. It's one, unique, no example. So to believe it. Some people, they deviate. Some of them, they say, no, we don't say Allah has face, we don't say Allah has feet, we don't say Allah has hands. If we say this, we resemble Allah to His creation. Who said that? Don't resemble Allah to His creation and believe Allah's description. And so they deviate to the other corner. They say, if Allah say, I have, subhanahu, say He has face, that means the face is like the creation. Al-iyadu billah. Refutation to this wicked group is, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. None is like Allah and is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Yes, you have heard, you have seen. Allah said about the human, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. We made man سَمِيعًا, someone who hears, بَصِيرًا, someone who sees. And Allah said about Himself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all hearing, the all seeing. So Allah has sight, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sees, the creation sees. Allah hears, the creation hears. But لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. None is like Allah. So affirm the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and negate, resemble Allah to His creation. While you believe, Allah's description are the most complete and perfect and most beautiful beyond the imagination of any one of us. Let alone about Allah subhanahu, the Wahid, the One. Prophet Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that He prepared for the righteous slaves in the Jannah, ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر, would never come to the heart of any human, including Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Would Allah prepare for the righteous ones, الصالحون, we ask Allah Al-Karim to make us among them. Would Allah prepare for them? It never came to the mind, to the heart of any human, whoever he may be. Even Prophet Muhammad said, never think about that. It's beyond the knowledge of the Prophet, let alone anybody else, the best of the creation, Prophet Muhammad. So if this is with regard to some of the creations of Allah, what Allah created for the people of the righteous, for the righteous to enjoy with it in Jannah, how can you imagine, and it can come to your mind, how Allah's descriptions are, why Allah is Wahidun? Is that understandable? So again, we believe it, what Allah said it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ نَبَتِ عَنِ الْأَسْمَاعِ وَاسْتَوْحَشَ مِهَا الْمُسْتَمِعِ. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى, he said, even when you hear the description with regard to the Ahlul Bid'ah, they resemble Allah to His creation. So when they hear some certain description of Allah, like face, like hand, feet, oh, they say, Imam said, even if that happened, you have to accept it. Because Allah is truthful. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا قُلْ أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Who knows about Allah more than Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then who knows about Allah more than His messengers? And He mentioned this description, He mentioned this ayah. So again, the translation of the kursi of Allah, a chair is very wrong. It is food stool. Then the Shaykh, to go back to the topic, to this issue, that the person should fear that his action is being nullified, even without knowing. Even without knowing it. So, let alone if you know something that nullifies your action of lack of sincerity or not doing in a corrective way, or doing while you are arrogant and self-amazement, or you're doing while you're showing off and the like. That even it may be destroyed while you even do not know. Therefore, a righteous person, from his characteristics, to always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear for his action, not to be arrogant. And also, so to avoid what nullify, at least what nullify the action which you know it. Whether you don't know it, you don't know it. From those to do the action for other than Allah, the beginning. And even after you do it for the sake of Allah at the beginning, to continue having that good intention until you finish the righteous action. Don't change in the middle of the action. You started for sabilillah, but in the middle you started showing off. Don't do that. And even after you did first for the sake of Allah, and then you remain on that good intention until you complete the action, complete having that good intention until you die. Don't change your good intention. As Allah mentioned in Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Or you believe, don't destroy your sadaqah, your charity, bil manni wal adha. What's manni? Bil manni wal adha. Bil manni wal adha. What verse, what surah this verse is, by the way? Surah al-Baqarah. Jazakallahu khair. Jazakallahu. I like when somebody tell me the ayah, which surah it is. That shows there is khair, inshallah, by memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى والله غني حليم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم. نعم, الله سبحانه وتعالى سأل يا أيها الذين آمنوا, oh you who believe, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Do not render in vain your sadaqah, your charity, by reminders of your generosity or by injury. O you who believe, do not render in vain your charity by reminders of your generosity or by injury. It means al-man is that you say, it is me who did this good action. It is me who built the masjid. It is me who give this sadaqah. It is me who make this hajj, who make umrah. You remind it, you mention it. That destroys. You did for sabilillah, why you mention to the people? In Africa, someone make hajj. I know even his name. He make hajj. And from Africa, back there was not easy to make hajj. You have to collect a lot of money. Especially he was from the countryside, nomad. You have to do a lot of time. Sometimes you're collecting money years to make hajj. So he make hajj. He went back. They have culture there. Somebody make hajj one time, they call haji. Haji. This brother, he go back, this only man, nobody saying haji. He gathered the family and the tribe. He said, all of you oppress me. Subhanallah, everybody, what happened? He said, I went from here all the way to Makkah. And he counted how he suffered. I come back, none of you say to me haji. Is there anyone who say haji to me yet? Sorry, we are very sorry, Haji Hassan. I tell you his name now. Sorry, Haji Hassan. So he became famous with Haji Hassan. Why? So now this is, he mentioned, reminding people. This may nullify his action. If you did fi sabilillah, don't expect people to give you credit for that. If you did fi sabilillah, you get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, wal-adha, harming. You give sadaqah to somebody, you help somebody, you keep on telling. You don't remember the day I give you that money and you were really desperate in need of help? You keep on telling. They mentioned someone, one time he invited a rich person, very rich person. He invited him, he slaughtered a nice animal for him, and then he eat. He keep on mentioning every time, aren't you the one I did in the middle of the people? And this is a very rich man. That bothered him. It bothers him. So one day he took him to the market where they sell the animal. He said, look, pick up two animals which you believe is the best. He get two big ones. He took him, was slaughtered by himself.
was cooked the table full of meat with other food, eat it. When he finished, he said, I never hear you say you ever give me a slaughter for me animal. You say, one, I give you two. Subhanallah. So it hurts the people. So this is from the thing which nullify one's action, reminder, or harming the people. Also, from the things which nullify one's action is adam al-ikhlas. Adam al-ikhlas, lack of sincerity and lack of doing in a correct way. And there are others which nullify, nasallahu alayhi wa sallam wa al-afiyah. Then the Shaykh said, al-martabatu sabi'a, the last martaba, al-thabatu ala al-haqq wal-khawfu min su'i al-khatima liqawli sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna minkum man ya'malu bi'amali ahli al-jannah, inna minkum man ya'malu bi'amali ahli al-jannah, wa yukhtamu lahu bi'amali ahli al-nar, na'udhu billahi al-azim min ha'ula. The seventh step is to remain firm upon the truth. To remain firm upon the truth. Fearing a bad ending. Su'ul khatima. Fearing a bad ending. To remain firm upon the truth. Upon implementation of that righteous action. Which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which you did for the sake of Allah. Which you did according to the sunnah. That action, make sure to be firm upon it. Fearing a bad ending. This is due to the Prophet's statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed among you are those who do deeds from the people of paradise, yet conclude with the deeds from the people of hell. See, we seek refuge with Allah from them. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna minkum man ya'malu bi'amali ahli jannah. Among you are those who do the deeds of the people of Jannah, paradise. وَيُخْتَمُ لَهُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ yet conclude with deeds from the people of hellfire. So, to remain firm upon the good you are doing it. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام in Friday from the khutbah in marriage ceremony, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Don't die except while you are Muslims. Be firm upon Islam. Remain on that Islam. Don't take it guarantee. Some people, wallahi, they were Muslims, they left Islam. We see refuge with Allah from them. Some people, they were upon Sunnah, wallahi, they become deviators. I know more than one personally. They were upon Sunnah, upon Da'wah Salafiyah. Now, wallahi, they cannot hear it. Now they justify shirk. Yeah, they justify shirk. The Sufia now, Divine Sufia, Asha'ira, say ill about the people of Sunnah. Yes, people who were upon Salafiyin, students of knowledge, strong, and now they have the same ideology of Akhwan Muslim Brotherhood because of what happened in Gaza. What happened in Gaza caused many people to deviate. I know at least three. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from deviation. So it's not guaranteed to remain upon Sunnah. Some people were upon Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, were upon Islam, upon Sunnah. No innovations. Obedient. But they turned to be consuming drugs. They turned to be listening to the music. They don't come to Masjid anymore. They used to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love ibadah. But now, their heart is not open for that. So to fear bad ending, to fear bad ending. And there are asbab, there are means to be firm upon the sunnah, upon the righteousness. From that, a dua. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam used to make a lot of dua. What was the most dua he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make it? Ya muqallib al-qulub, ثبت قلبي على دين. Oh Allah, who changed the hearts, who turned over the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. The most dua. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دين. The Sahaba, they said, what the Messenger of Allah, you fear for us? He said, إن القلوب بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبهما كيف يشاء. the hearts are between two fingers of the fingers of Allah, he changes how he wants, he wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is the one who controls our hearts. Now you intend to go to the masjid. You change your mind, you go to the Walmart, for instance. You want to go to somewhere, you change your mind, you go back to home. You wanted to go there, you change your heart. How much your heart changes daily. It is Allah who controls your hearts. So to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you firm upon Islam, upon Tawheed, upon Sunnah, upon obedience, and to increase you, this is very important dua. Regardless how much effort you do, how honest you are, that doesn't guarantee you to be upon the right path. Many things contribute you to be on the right path. Naam. So we mentioned before, even for worldly matters, if you now take your car, a new brand new car, everything is you prepare for it, and then a traffic sign, you follow the rule, and you have seat belt, everything, it's not guaranteed you don't have an accident. Because you don't control your brain, your heart. If your heart is stopped, your brain is stopped, you drive well, you go by the traffic sign rules, no. Nor do you control your own car. The tire can get flat. Even if you would have control in those two, you and the car you drive, you don't control on the cars around you. Right or wrong, you have no control on the car next to you, the one before you, the one after you. Just an example. So in order to reach your goal, you need Allah's help, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep you away from all these calamities and much more you don't have in mind of the enemy of Allah out there, of diseases, of jinn, shayateen, human beings who are enemy. If they were find you, they would have killed you right away, looking for you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping you away from how many things? So to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both the dunya and the religion. Therefore, it's legislated when you leave in home to say, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I go by the name of Allah, I rely and depend on Allah. No power, no strength, but by Allah. So, to make dua and to ask Allah to keep you upon good and to increase you. And that's the dua, Allah's subhanahu wa mercy, is the dua in salah, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat. Allah guide us to a straight path means keep us upon what we are on of guidance and increase us. Oh Allah, guidance. Also from the means of being firm is what Allah mentions in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَذُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. What verse, what surah that? Surah An-Nisa, Ahsant, Barakallahu Fik. Allah said in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَذُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرَ الْبَهُمْ. But have they done what they were told? But if they had done what they were told, it would have been better for them and would have strengthened their faith. وَأَشَدَّ التَّثْبِيتَ. It would have strengthened them. Was stronger in making them firm on their faith, on their way. That's when, if they would have done what they were told, what they were advised. So to accept the advice of the religion. From the advice of the religion, I mentioned one hadith. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, Ayyul a'mali ahabbu ila Allah? Which of the actions is most beloved to Allah? When he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salatu ala waqtiha, to pray salah on every time. This is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what we were advised with. If they would have done what they were arfais. This is from the arfais, to pray salah on Eris time. Then he was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's after that? Naam, birru al-walidayn. What's birru al-walidayn in English? What's the birr, abrar? Being good, being kind, being respect, being obedient. Yes. Be dutiful. Barakallahu fi ahsant. Being dutiful, Brother Shamsuddin. Yes. It's being dutiful. It has all this meaning. Someone who is not respecting his parents is not dutiful. Someone who doesn't obey his parents, if they don't call him to sin, if they call you to sin, don't obey them. But doesn't mean you disrespected them. Your mother tell you, astaghfirullah, my son, give me a big cigarette to smoke. Do you obey her? No. When you rejected that, she said, give me a cup of water, or give me the honey out there on the table. What do? You obey. So you don't obey the parent in sinning, but you obey them what? In anything which is not sinning. This is birr al-walidayn, being kind to them, being nice to them, treated them well. Birr al-walidayn. This is the religion. Subhanallah, Allah mentions Quran. If even the believers' parents are kuffar, they are mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and they call him to shirk, they try their best to make him kafir, disbeliever. And they are yujahidun. When jahadaka, they struggle hard. They strive hard to make sure this son, this daughter, she leave Islam. What Allah said? فَلَا تُطِعْ هُمَا. Don't obey them. But what Allah said? وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. As for worldly matters, take them as what? صاحب, as a companion. Subhanallah. Think about this ayah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. A parent who are mushrikeen, enemy of Allah, misguiding Allah's creation, especially their own children, trying their best to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade to obey them in shirk, but he command to take them for worldly matters as a companion. How about if your parents are Muslims? How about if they call you to good? So obeying them and being nice to them is, ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به, if they would have done what they've been advised with, لكان خيرنا, would have been better for them. وأشد التثبيت is more strengthened, more strong to be firm on the right way. So, from the things what help somebody to be upon the straight path, to remain firm and not to deviate by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, is to take the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Muhammad alayhi salam. And from that, to establish salah on time and to be good to the parents. Subhanallah, there is a man called Juraij, to know the importance of obeying the parents and being good to them. Juraij, he was a very righteous man. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this man from the previous ummah, Muslims, he isolated himself from the people. He have his own masjid, worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal, concentrating on ibadah. Until one day his mother come to him while he's in salah praying for Allah. Juraij, she called him. He asked himself in salah, my salah or my mother? He asked himself, do I continue my salah or I listen to my mom? He continued his salah. Again she called him. Again she called him. He continued his salah. Was that one time, three times, or different days? Who remember? Yes. Anyone remember? Yes. Different days. Allahu a'lam. That needs to be verified. So, and he was doing that to isolate himself from fitna. because Siri, she make dua against him. She said, "Oh Allah, don't cause him to die until he see the face of the woman who committed the zina, wal-iyadu billah, prostituted woman, until he sees their face. Different days. Jazakallahu khair Aba Qatada. So the mother come different days. Every time he's in salah. Allahu Akbar. He's in salah. But it happened whenever he come, she comes, he's in salah. And the salah is optional prayer, by the way. It's not the mandatory one. Because the mandatory one, you don't cut it except with emergency. With something very dangerous. But the optional prayer, you can cut it. So what happened was, she make dua against him. She make dua, "Oh Allah, don't cause him to die until he see the face of the woman who committed zina." Then in the city, people have jealousy against him. They say, "Who can corrupt this man?" A Jewish lady who was very beautiful, she said, she can do that. She went to him, beautify herself, expose herself to him. But subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified the heart of this man. He doesn't have desire for haram. She lost hope in causing fitna. She went to a man who is in a shepherd who go after the animal. She make haram with him. She had a baby. And she accused the sheikh. She said, "It's Jurej who have the baby." Now the system, the government come, they destroy their building. They put him in a jail. And subhanAllah, they humiliate him. Basically, you lie to us. You act like you are this and this is your reality. And he said, "What happened? What happened?" They say, "You make zina with a woman and you have a baby." "I have a baby." "Yes, you have a baby. Can I see the baby?" He was very righteous. "Can I see the baby?" "Yes." They took him. While the soldiers are his corner keeping him, he looked at the sides of the street and he see, and there were women who were on the corner, those women who do the haram. When he looked at them, he see their face, he smiled. He will ask him, "Why are you smiling?" He go on his way. "Let me see the baby." He went to the baby. He put his finger onto the baby, and he said, "Man abuka? Who is your father?" He said, "Ra'i al-ghanam, the shepherd man." Child who born now talking is a miracle. Allah made him talk. So this is the truth. Now they feel bad what they did to the sheikh. "We're making your masjid. Building out of gold, no. Out of silver, no. Just to do the way it was." Then he tell them why. He mentioned the incident. "My mother come to me while I was in salah, and I continue my salah. Again, she come to me, continue my salah. Again, continue my salah, and she make dua against me." That's exactly what happened to me. So think about if she would have said, "Oh Allah, destroy his religion." Very dangerous. For someone who was in salah, for the sake of Allah in salah. What do you think if your mother call you, "My son, don't go with that bad friend. My son, pray fi sabilillah, pray the salah. My son, do this," something which is not disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something which is maybe obedience to Allah. Something which is for your own interest. And you ignore it. It doesn't have consequence. It may have consequence. So that's from the things which make somebody firm upon the religion, be good to who? Yes? To the parents. Subhanallah. Now I remember two incidents. When Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, when Angel Jibreel come to Prophet Muhammad first, and he said, "Read, I don't read." He squeezed him, "Read, I don't read." Squeeze him, "Read, I don't read." And he taught him the first five verses of the Quran, which Allah sent down first, five first. That Allah sent down first, "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq." Prophet said, he feared for his life. This is Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. He went to his wife, Aisha, to his wife who? Khadija. He said, "Khashitu an ahlik. I fear that I will be ruined, I will be destroyed." What she said? Kalla wallah, lan yukhziyaka Allahu abada. Nay, by Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. Allah will never disgrace you. Why? How she knows? She said, what she said? Innaka, Abu Hamam, what she said? Innaka latasilu al-rahim, watasduqu al-hadith, watuqri al-dayif, watahmilu al-kalla, watuksibu al-ma'doom, watu'inu ala nawa'ibi al-khayr. She mentioned six characteristics of Prophet he has. There is no way Allah will disgrace him because of this quality. People, they have experience, they know the life. And Khadija radiallahu was a very wise woman, radiallahu anha. MashaAllah, Prophet loved her so much. He used to keep mentioning after her death. In a way, Aisha radiallahu anha, sometimes she become jealous on that. Khadija radiallahu anha. So she said, she mentioned six things. She started with what? Innaka latasiru ar-rahim. You maintain the ties of kinship. You go to the relative. And we know the first rahim is who? Who is number one rahim? The mother. And then who? The father. Then the rest. The aunt. The grandmother. The grandfather. These are rahim. The aunt. The uncle. The brother. The sister. These are rahim. And the like. So she said, Allah will never disgrace you because you do this. And also you welcome the justice. You host the justice. And also you help the needy. Also, you tell the truth. You don't lie. Also, she mentioned. It's known. And that was the case. So she took him to someone who knew the religions. And she tell him, she asked him to relate to him what he saw in the cave. And he said, that's Angel Jibril. You are a messenger of Allah. You're being sent. The question here, how Khadija radiallahu anha come to know, is because through experience. People, there are characteristics. If somebody has it, he ends with good. There are some characteristics. If somebody has it, it's bad news. From the good characteristics, to be good to your mother, to your father. Be good. Be nice to them. Respect them. And then the relative. And I mentioned before, a brother who was not used to pray Salah. One day he gave me a ride. I was very shocked how nice, how gentle he driving it. I asked him how many times police give you a ticket. Subhanallah, because I was really very amazed with. He said he was driving 20, 25 years. He mentioned more than 20 years in Virginia. Too many police there. He was never stopped by police. La ilaha illallah. Me at that time was 1995 or 1996. I was in the country maybe 1 year, 1 year and a half. I was in a court for ticket three times. Yes. In Georgia, almost 20 years, only one time. There, less than a year or 1 year and a half, three times in court. And let alone how many police stopped and they let me go. This man, he was never stopped by police those years. I couldn't accept, knowing he doesn't pray. I went to his friend, so close to him. I said, you know, so-and-so, what did he tell me? He was never stopped by police. He said, that's true. I say, la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, look, how if this is true, how this man is taking care of the rules and the laws of man-made laws. For human being, respect, he go, and he doesn't pray for Allah. He said, Khalif, if you are alive, you're going to see him praying. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayru. You are going to see him praying. I say, why? He said, he has an old imam. His mother is very old. She needs caution. She needs help. He's the one who does it. His wife, his children, his daughters, who I used to teach some of his children, he rejected them. His wife saying, she's a woman like me. She's my mother. I'm here in the house. He never accepted that. She gave me birth. She washed me. It is me who washing her. He took two off from his job. He tell his company, I need to have this time. I have a need. They give him. The time mother need, their necessity. He said somebody who is taking care of his mother this way, he's going to pray. Inshallah. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayr, I have seen not only he's praying while he's a student of knowledge. That person is a student of knowledge, taking classes between Maghrib and Isha. Naam. Not only that, last time I remember he was upon Salafiyya. Walillahi alhamdu wal minna. So it's a long story. He mentioned how, what inspired him. He tell us. Yes, we were in a class between Isha. The Sheikh who was giving class, he mentioned the ayah, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah created us only to worship him. He screamed from the mirror, oh Sheikh, I only come to know now when I went to Kenya. He took his mother to Kenya and she died there, rahimahullah. He came back. He said, only when I went there, I came to know that Allah created me to worship him alone. Everybody look at him. This man, 40, 45, around that. And he says he's a Muslim. From a Muslim family. His children are Muslims. His wife is a Muslim. How he saying this? Then he mentioned that he went there and he see Muslims going to the masjid. Big masjid, have business around the masjid. So they close Maghrib. The business, they go to the masjid. Isha, Fajr, Asr, Duhur. He said to one of them, you guys, you don't have anything to do. Just go into the masjid, go into the masjid, go into the masjid. He said, this man, he said to me, one word, it changed my heart. He said, that's all we've been created for. That's all we've been created for. He said, that touched my heart. So he started praying there. I saw him after that incident, 7 years, in the same state. I said, do you remember when you said this before? He said, yes, I remember. And I'm telling you something I didn't tell in the meeting, which is I know the name of the person who said that to me. His name is Abdul Nasir, the one who said that to me, statement. So the point is, I remember what the man told me. His friend told me, you go to see him pray, because this is how he treated his mother. So there are some characteristics if the person has it. Kindness, generosity, maintaining the ties of kinship, truthfulness, and the like, it's a good sign. If the person, on the other hand, hard-hearted, his heart is harsh, he's a cruel, he boycotts, he's arrogant, he's bakhil. What do you call bakhil in English? He's stingy, and the name, and the like, this is not a good sign. So, from the means of being firm again, in general, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in specific, to pray salah on time, and also to be good to the parent. And the last, many things help somebody to be upon the right way is to avoid the innovators, to avoid the disbelievers, not to listen to them, don't listen to their doubts, don't listen to the innovators, don't take knowledge from them, don't listen to their lectures. Take your religion only from sound sources, people of Sunnah.
The completion of this, the lessons we take from this book, واجبنا نحو ما أمرنا الله تعالى به of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab رحمه الله تعالى. And Sheikh, he mentioned that the requirement is for the believer when he come to know the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, to know it, what it means, and to love it, and what was the third? Yes, to intend, to determine, to apply it. And the fourth, na'am, to apply it. And then the fifth, to be sincere and do it according to the sunnah. And the sixth, to avoid what nullifies it. And finally, to be firm on that path. SubhanAllah, it came to my mind that these verses, Surah Al-Isra, which Allah started with the Tawheed, and he ended with the Tawheed. لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذولا all the way to لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتلقى في جهنم ملوما مدحورا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the prohibitions, many of what he forbade and many of what he command, and then he said subhanahu wa ta'ala ذلك مما أوحى إليك ربك من الحكمة. That's from what Allah revealed into you, or the message of Allah, of wisdom, of hikmah, of hikmah. So to apply the guidelines that the Sheikh Rahimahullah gave us from this noble book and with this ayat. So inshallah, every one of us go back home, or whenever
Surah Al-Isra, from that verse, لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر, I do not remember now the number, to the other ayah, how many ayat, around how many ayat, how many you think? Muhammad Ali, how much? 20, above 20 verse, or less than that? Between 10 and 20, between 10 and 20. So these verses, before you read it, alhamdulillah, to have the intention to know it, what Allah calls us to, and then to intend to implement it, and to struggle to implement it, and to remain on that path. And if that happened, I wish I would know someone who has these characteristics. I would have said, if you want to see someone upon khair, inshallah, at least right now he's that person. Yes, we cannot say someone from the people of Jannah, because only Allah knows that. Unless there is Allah mentioned in Quran and Sunnah, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, I used to say, anyone who wants to see a woman from people of Jannah walk on earth, he should look at that woman, that black woman. He radiallahu anhu used to say, because the Prophet mentioned that that woman is from the people of Jannah. So after that, if there was no Quran, no proof from Quran and Sunnah, you cannot say to a specific person he is from people of Jannah. You cannot say he's wali. You can't say he's wali, because wali is the one who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in word and outward, in public and in secret, in his heart, in his actions, and only Allah knows that. So, but you hope good for the one you see is doing good. So inshallah, to review those, what's the number of the verse? 22 to 39. Surah Al-Isra, 22 to 39. How many verse? 18. Between 10 and 20. We ask Allah Al-Karim to keep us firm upon the truth. We ask Allah Al-Karim to increase us iman. We ask Allah Al-Karim as to cause us to die upon Tawheed La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah, and make us from people of Jannah without hisab and adab, without accounting and punishment. Allahumma ameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.